Sheila, 4 years ago when we were dating, I learned that you were one of the school children that was monitored for radiation releases during the 1960s from the Hanford site. Hanford once produced most of the nation's plutonium for building nuclear weapons, but in this process, it was also the first site in the world to release large amounts of radiation into the environment. As a child, you and others who lived downriver and downstream of Hanford were exposed to these releases. Describe the process.
Well, you have to understand, I was 9 years old when I was going through the process. So I did not know I was going through radiation monitoring equipment. The term that they used for the school children was, you are going to go through the body counter. The monitor was housed in basically the equivalents of a trailer. And we would go in small groups, and one by one, we would lie down on a movable bench. It would convey us underneath what I assume was the radiation monitor. And it was a nice, relaxing ride. Not quite as exciting as a carnival ride, but certainly better than being in the classroom doing math.
So is it looked upon sort of sometimes as an excuse to get out of class?
Absolutely.
How were you prepared for being monitored for radiation?
We had to write down everything that we ate for a week prior to going through the body counter. What I didn't figure out at the time was that there was actually a connection between recording what we ate and going through the body counter. Until I was much older, I thought these were two separate assignments. When you grow up in an area where the nuclear industry employs most of the parents of your classmates, you don't think twice about any dangerous aspect. It is run-of-the-mill. It is the norm. And I thought it was an interesting project to do, but there was nothing alarming about it. My parents did not seem to be overly concerned. Mm-hmm. It was what you did. It would be like probably the equivalent of taking a test. It was just one of the expectations you had as being a student in Richland.
I know that years later, you learned that your thyroid had stopped working, and you're now on permanent medication for that. Did you ever wonder about the possible cause of your thyroid disease?
My thyroid disease was diagnosed in Spokane, and it was actually my doctor, who knew I had grown up in the Tri-Cities, who asked me if this was a concern of mine. And I started wondering myself. So I did some research, and I discovered that the vast number of thyroid illness that was recorded was a direct result of radiation being emitted into the air in the late 1940s, early 1950s. Since I was not born until 1960, I figured that it was probably disease that I had acquired that I would have gotten anyway. I don't pinpoint that on Hanford, but I do know there was a great deal of concern.
Well, honey, though you have no thyroid, I still love you very much.
That's comforting to know.